Chapter 24, Happiness. This chapter may seem an odd topic. You may be thinking that it's not the manager's job to be responsible for her team's happiness. However, pretty much anyone that's worked in tech for any amount of time knows that a manager can easily be responsible for a product person being miserable. That old saying about people joining a company but leaving a manager is unfortunately demonstrated every day. It's true that I don't usually refer to this topic as coaching happiness. However, I do emphasize how important it is that the manager focus at least weekly on whether each of her product people feels she is doing meaningful work, progressing in her career, and building the necessary relationships with her team and with the execs that enable her to effectively and successfully lead an empowered product team. With the big caveat that everyone is different, and what's most important is that you as manager get to know your people well enough that you understand what is meaningful to them and what makes them happy, I have found there are some near universal truths to coaching happiness. Meaningful work. Most people in the product world want their work to be meaningful. In fact, unless the manager is bad, in which case that dominates, in my experience, this is usually the largest factor in happiness, even more than compensation. But it's not always clear to the product person how or why her work is meaningful, or how her one small team contributes in a meaningful way. So it's important to very clearly and explicitly discuss this and reinforce this frequently, both publicly and privately. Personal relationship. I, Marty, will admit I have always wanted the people who work for me to like me. But I want them to like me for very specific reasons. I want them to believe that I am committed to helping them succeed professionally and personally. I want them to trust me so that I can be honest with them and give them the feedback that's so essential to their growth. I want them to be able to look back on their time working with me as among their favorite in their career. These professional relationships are built on personal relationships. I talk about my family and friends and interests outside of work and invite them to do the same. I have always made it a point to get to know them as people. I have always believed I can be a much better manager and coach if I know what their aspirations are and what motivates them. Personal recognition. Lots of people tell me they don't need recognition, but I rarely believe them. What I believe they're telling me is that they might not feel comfortable with certain forms of public recognition. But in my experience, pretty much everyone wants to feel valued, especially by people they respect. Promotions, compensation, and equity are obvious ways to recognize someone. But beyond that, I'm a big fan of more frequent and more personal forms of recognition, especially once I've come to know their interests. A nice bottle of wine, a book I think she would enjoy, a ticket to an industry conference or event, a gift certificate for a nice local restaurant, a weekend getaway for two. Most of the time, I've had sufficient budget to just cover these things, but there have been a couple companies I've worked where I had to pay for them myself. But any good manager knows that they are only as good as their people. So helping my people feel valued helps me as well. Work habits. It's no secret in the product world that people sometimes work crazy hours. But it's critical here to point out that when people work long hours, there are two fundamental and very different reasons. Working long hours because you want to versus because you have to. This is a very different situation when it comes to coaching. In too many companies, people either feel pressured to work crazy hours or sometimes they are literally forced to. If this is a situation in your company, then you very likely have teams of mercenaries and not missionaries, and this entire topic of worrying about your people's happiness is probably not something you care about. I'm talking about the other situation, where you have truly empowered product teams, and the teams believe they are doing especially meaningful and important work. They sometimes get so wrapped up in that work that, by the time they look up from their computers, it's late into the evening. Or a year flies by, and they have taken literally no vacation. not so much a problem in much of the world, but a real issue in the United States and China especially. A good manager will notice this and discuss it the one-on-one. She will explain how easy it is to burn out, how important it is to play the long game, and how the job is essentially creative problem solving, which requires time to recharge. If this is an ongoing issue, then it's very likely something that will need serious and active coaching. It's also true that occasionally something really big and important will come up and the team will have a big push. So long as the motivation for this is coming from within the team, these situations may turn into people's proudest achievements. It's not always a bad thing. But again, the manager can help by making sure this isn't the norm. Modeling good behaviors. There are many managers out there that work crazy hours yet try to tell their people they don't need to. It's the do what I say, not what I do approach to management. But, of course, many people feel pressured to work at least as hard as their manager, which of course can lead to this silly spiral of getting in early, leaving late, and responding to emails at all hours. Again, if you truly care about the happiness of your people, you know your actions speak louder than your words. The manager needs to be sensitive to this, and in fact, go out of her way to share how and when she's personally recharging, being conscious about when she's sending emails and how she's managing her time. Career planning. It's also important to point out that sometimes, in order for the product person to be truly happy in her life, it may mean helping her into a different job or even career. If the product person is not able to do the job, then this may be uncomfortable, but it's fairly straightforward. But sometimes this isn't the issue at all. One of the most personally difficult situations for me was when I, Marty, had an exceptionally strong product manager who was a close to ideal example of the type of person I try hard to recruit and coach. She was so smart and so savvy with people, and she learned so quickly that I had little doubt she had a terrific career in front of her. But eventually, she came to trust me enough to admit to me at one of our one-on-ones that, while she knew she was good at the job and she felt she was making a real impact, she had come to realize that this was not what she wanted with her life. It was hard for me, as I hated to lose such a talent, but I encouraged her to pursue her passion, writing fiction. She did, and was able to beat the odds and make it her career. More generally, I try to encourage managers to recognize and acknowledge just how important a role they play in the lives of their employees. They have the power to make an employee's life miserable or to help them achieve their professional and personal goals. Sidebar, the greatest coach. You may have been surprised in the introduction to this book to learn that during the early formative years of their respective companies, Steve Jobs of Apple, Larry and Sergey of Google, and Jeff Bezos of Amazon were all coached by the same person, Bill Campbell, known as the Coach of Silicon Valley. Most people outside of Silicon Valley weren't aware of this, and that's largely because Bill did everything he could to avoid being in the limelight. He wanted the attention to be on the people he was coaching. In fact, I tried to write about him back in 2007. But he asked me not to publish because he didn't want the attention. Turns out I wasn't the only one he turned down. To be clear, I was never fortunate enough to be one of the people he coached. I truly wish I was. But I met him several times because I was lucky enough to work for people he did coach. Bill passed away a few years ago, and I'm still learning of others he coached. Just recently, two of the people he coached, Eric Schmidt, the former CEO of Google, and Jonathan Rosenberg, the former SVP product of Google, interviewed many of the other people Bill coached and put together a book of his leadership and coaching principles called Trillion Dollar Coach. It's always hard for me to describe Bill because his personality was such a big part of the impact he made, but I think this book does a good job. I've shared some of his quotes throughout this book. I would argue that even though Apple, Amazon and Google have very different cultures. They all understand the essential role of product, and they all understand that empowering product teams to do great work is the key. While I loved reading the book on Bill Campbell, it was also personally humbling for me. I've been doing product for so long, it's hard for me to remember what things I learned from others and what things I figured out for myself. But hearing so many of the points I feel most strongly about emphasized in this book, it made me realize that I owe much more to Bill Campbell than I knew. It's clear to me now that these points were drilled into me by those he coached, who then went on to coach me. But I think that fact would make the coach especially happy. One last point from Trillion Dollar Coach that really resonated with me personally. Bill would say that he had a different way of measuring his impact, his own kind of yardstick. I look at all the people who've worked for me or who I've helped in some way, he would say, and I count up how many are great leaders now. That's how I measure success. I'm often asked why I'm still coaching product people after so many years. And make no mistake, I don't consider myself in the same league as Bill Campbell. But I do feel a similar pride when the people I've spent time teaching or coaching go on to create great teams and great products.